Trenaire nodded. So did Duquerne. Despite his personal opinion of Maguire's intellect, the church treasurer had to admit that when it came to implementing tasks, the captain general frequently showed the traces of genuine ability which had gotten him elevated to the vicarate in the first place. Of course, he thought sardonically, the fact that Elaine's uncle was grand vicar the year he was elevated to the Orange also had just a little bit to do with it. And the problem's never been that Maguire can't carry out instructions. It's that he's pitiful when it comes to deciding which tasks ought to be undertaken to begin with. I was afraid you were going to say that, Elaine, Trenaire said. I believe it might well be worthwhile to begin building up that workforce as quickly as possible, but I'd already assumed we'd be forced to look elsewhere in the short term. So what are our prospects in that direction? None of the mainland realms have the concentrated shipbuilding capacity Corris possesses, Maguire replied. Desnair certainly doesn't, and neither does Sidermark. The irate grunt came from Clinton, and everyone looked at him.
There's no way I want to rely on Sidermark for naval support, shipyards or no shipyards, the Grand Inquisitor said bluntly. I don't trust Stonar as far as I can fart. He's likely to take our money, build the ships, and then decide to throw in with Corris and use them against us.
Duquerne frowned. The Sidermark Republic and its growing power and apparent territorial ambitions had concerned the Group of Four and its predecessors for decades. Indeed, Sidermark had been considered an actual immediate threat, potentially at least, while Corris had been regarded more as a long-term cancer which must be excised before it became a threat. And Lord Protector Gregor Stonar, the current ruler of Sidermark, was a dangerously capable man. Worse, he'd been elected to the protectorship. That gave him a much broader base of support than would have been the case for many a hereditary ruler who might have aroused the church's ire. Against that backdrop, it was scarcely surprising Clinton should react strongly against the possibility of actually increasing Sidermark's military potential. Still,
if we obviously exclude Sidermark from any shipbuilding programs, he said in a painfully neutral tone, Stonar, for one, is likely to misconstrue our reasoning. Fuck Stonar, Clinton said crudely, then grimaced. Of course he's unlikely to misunderstand, he said in somewhat more temperate tones. On the other hand, he already knows we don't trust him. God knows we've never made any great secret of it among ourselves or in our correspondence with him. Since the enmity's already there, I'm in favor of depriving him of any additional weapons he might use against us, rather than worrying about how the injury to his tender sensibilities might turn him against us.
Jaspar has a point, I think, Trenaire said, and we can still soften the blow, I suppose, by spreading some of the gold we're not using on ships in Sidermark around to Sidermark's wheat farmers. For that matter, they have plenty of excess pikemen we could hire when the time comes.
All right, then, Maguire said. Excluding Sidermark and leaving Desnair and Sodar aside because they have almost as little naval capacity as we do, that really leaves only Dalar, the Empire, and Taro, and, of course, Coruscant and Chisholm.